Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Golden State losing game two. This series is tied now at one game apiece, 109-94. So the Warriors scored roughly the same as they did in game one. In fact, Tom, if you go back, we just did a quick search here, and the last time the Warriors scored less than 100 in back-to-back playoff games, 2018 against the Houston Rockets. In the Western Conference Finals, the Warriors lost 95-92 at Golden State and then lost 98-94 here in Houston in Game 5 and fell behind 3-2. That's when they had to fight back and won Game 7 here in Houston to go to the finals and win the title for the third time in 4 years. And so that's interesting that they've done against Houston and two entirely different Houston Rocket teams. But, you know, tonight the physicality was there from Houston right from the tip. Something the Warriors are going to have to deal with and try to figure out. But to be honest, you know, I like their chances in this game. The fact that they had cut it to around 11 numerous times. And you just think if Jimmy Butler had been around, maybe that would have been a difference for them to make a run, get it down to 4 or 5, and then see what you can do. But without Jimmy Butler, it's going to be hard for the Warriors to generate a lot of points against this young Rocket squad that can play defense and is long. And so that's the big question heading back to the Bay. He has a pelvic contusion. Third time the Warriors have had that injury this year. Kuminga had it. Curry had it. And so Curry missed 2 games when he had it. Hopefully Jimmy Butler will be out there on Saturday, but you never know.
Yeah, well, to simplify it, tailbone.
Tailbone.
It was a tailbone. He landed right on his tailbone, and immediately it looked bad because he jumped up in the air. He got his heel clipped, and he just fell back and lost his, you know, you just kind of lose yourself, and your feet go out from under you, and he landed right on his tailbone. You could see it. He popped up in pain immediately and then got up and shot the free throw and then couldn't go. He said, I need to come out, went directly to the locker room. It's really my recollection of when I had a tailbone. It was just pain tolerance and loosening it up. And it was hard to loosen it up because it's not a muscle. It's just a bone. It's just hard to get yourself moving. So, but if anybody can, I guarantee you Rick Celebrini and his crew can do it. So, yeah, hopefully he'll be out there on Saturday. And it wasn't just him. I mean, Pods had a goose egg tonight. You could tell he wasn't feeling very good out there. So that's another offensive weapon that you have. I mean, it's two-fifths of your starting lineup that went down, and one of your major shot creators in Jimmy Butler, a guy that can get to the hole, get to the free throw line. He is the guy on the team that does that, and he's also a guy that can dominate at times inside the restricted area. So, yeah, you lose a lot. When you lose him, no doubt about it. This game was going to be tough anyway.
Right.
Because you knew they were going to come out swinging. You lose the first game at home, you know that. Look what the Lakers did to the T-Wolves.
Right.
I mean, they came out and lit them up in the first quarter. And then, you know, T-Wolves cut it to 8-9, kind of like the Warriors did. And then the Lakers went right back up 15-16 and ended up winning by a comfortable margin. It's just... it's hard. These are playoff teams. They're really good teams. They're going to be hard games anyway. When you win the first game, it's tough to get that second one.
They're the number two seed.
Yeah.
You know, and in a very tough Western Conference. So, there's a lot to look at there.
It was going to be tough. Some good things that came out of the game. Quentin Poe started shooting the ball well at the end. He didn't hit a three his first 6 quarters of the playoffs. I think only took 3 or 4 of them and then got going, hit 4 of his last 7. Three-point attempt, so he was feeling pretty good about himself. So hopefully, you know, if he gets action in this game or next game, he'll feel a lot more comfortable with those shots. Because, again, it's a different type of energy that's flowing through you when it comes playoff time. You got to try to get all the testosterone and just, like, push it down a little bit and say, okay, easy. This is basketball. It's just basketball, but you also got to deal with all that excess energy. So hopefully, you know, he'll come out and shoot the ball like he did. Look, it's going to be tough for Steph all series. We just know that.
Absolutely.
It's the way the Rockets play. It's their length. It's their physicality. It's their athleticism. Like, he had 20 points tonight on 15 shots. That's pretty decent efficiency. He didn't shoot the ball great, but he shot the ball well from three, 4 for 9, and got to the free throw line 4 times. But, man, he had 9 assists to go along with 5 rebounds, and, like, everything he's getting is earned. He's not getting any cheapies out there. They're really making him, but you need to have that second guy, and that second guy is Jimmy Butler, and that second guy wasn't available tonight.
So, again, a lot of what you look at for Game 3 will be determined by, is Jimmy Butler going to play, and is Jimmy going to be healthy enough to be a factor in playing? And the one thing you know about Jimmy Butler, he is a tough guy.
He's a
very tough dude, and I would expect, you hope to have him back. I'm assuming, and again, I'm assuming this, I have no insight on this, but I'm assuming at some point he'll get an MRI. And I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, that or a CT scan, something like that, okay. and check it out. And look, he is, I guarantee you, if he doesn't go, he's in either some kind of pain or just can't get it loose and can't get out there and be effective, because no one ever has questioned his toughness. So we will see. You mentioned the guys that had similar injuries earlier and the games they missed, and we'll see. You never know with injuries. It affects different players differently. So just hope for the best. And I always said, at this time of year, I don't care if it's the home team or the away team. I just want everyone to be healthy, because I want to see the best. This is the best basketball of the year by far. It's the most intense basketball. It's the most fun basketball. And you want to see every team be healthy and stay healthy going into it, because I want to see the best players go at one another when it really means something. So I just hope everybody's healthy. And obviously we'd love to see him back on Saturday.
Sometimes Dub Nation has a real sarcastic twinge. I tweeted out the last time the Warriors scored less than 100 back-to-back playoff games was in the 2018 Western Conference Finals against Houston, and the response was, never seen a team score more than 100 playing football. R.C. Davis has information on Game 5, which will be here in Houston on Wednesday. R.C.
A little bit of a surprise, 4:30 tip Pacific.
Really?
6:30 on Wednesday, 6:30 local.
Wow.
How nice is that?
Wow.
A little surprise. Wow. Drive time with the Dubs.
Wow, that
there
is
we go.
Nice.
There we go.
That is nice. We'll be able to tuck little Timmy in at his bedtime on Wednesday.
Oh, jeez. Timmy gets tucked in.
little Timmy's cashing in on the senior card these days, by the way, just so you guys know. And I got another year onto the senior card this week. So, by the way,
funny.
Thank you for getting us tickets to go see the Astros on my birthday.
Oh, that absolutely. No, happy birthday
fun.
Again. And, it was fun. We always love to do stuff like that when we're traveling for the playoffs. We can find a sporting event in that city. And it was a couple years ago, maybe, I don't know if it was 15, 16, when we went to the Red Sox, which is the team that Tim grew up rooting for and still does. Went to the Red Sox-Astros game, RC went as well, and this time we got a chance to see the Blue Jays and the Astros. So we need the Warriors to keep winning, obviously. We'd all love that, but then we get to continue trying to find baseball or hockey games in the cities we go to. We love sports, we love watching sports, and we love going to different venues. So, yeah, that was my pleasure to do that. And thank you to former San Francisco Giant and Angel and Philly and Kevin Franzen.
There you go.
Helped us out with that. So I would imagine you're not listening, Franny, but if you are, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you Saturday.
So, looking forward to it, man. I it should be loud.
Yeah.
It should be raucous. It should be fun. This series jumped up a notch the last quarter. There were a few little altercations and some yelling and some pushing and stuff, and that's the way we like our playoffs. We like them a little spicy. We don't need mild playoffs. We need spicy playoffs, and I think from here on out, that's exactly what we're going to get.
Daniel D. Lewis said, there will be blood.
There will be blood. Don't give him a bowling pin.
Oh,
look
man.
Out.